This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Freddie Gray was arrested on April 12th in Baltimore, Maryland, because he caught the eye of a police lieutenant and then ran away. While in police custody, Freddie Gray's neck was broken, and he died of his injuries a week later. On Friday, Maryland's state prosecutors charged six police officers in the death of the young man. The racism inherent in white police officers targeting African Americans is obvious. It's also obvious when European soccer fans chant abuse at African players, or when a diner refuses service to someone who isn't white. But racism is something which is much more widespread and goes much deeper than physical or verbal abuse. A new short video series has just been released called What is Systemic Racism, which seeks to introduce some of the other not so obvious ways racism is manifested in our society. Yarlin Daniels is Director of Marketing and Communications for Race Forward, which produced the video series, and Yarlin Daniel joins me on the phone this morning from Michigan. Hello, Yarlin.
Hello, Jane. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So first of all, what does the term systemic racism mean?
Well, one of the things that we do at Race Forward is we publish research and we help people understand what systemic racism is. And what it means is more than individual acts, more than prejudice, more than microaggressions, but the way our society as a whole is set up that confers unearned advantage to certain groups of people and then at the same time disadvantages others.
How did the video series come about?
One of the things that is important to us in everything that we do is to make conversations on race accessible. And Jane, by accessible, I mean just simple and easy to understand. We know that, and I'm sure that you can agree, when people are talking about their everyday experiences with race, words like systemic racism aren't used. That's just not a part of our everyday vocabulary. But it is what's being described. And so what we decided to do, it was to help people understand better what systemic racism is through providing examples. Now, in none of the videos did we say, here is the academic definition, but we provided examples that people can relate to in their everyday lives.
And what are some of the examples that are covered in the videos?
So we had a series that consisted of about eight different topics. So we explored topics ranging from employment to housing to immigration to government surveillance, to name a few, in addition to mass incarceration, et cetera. So those were a couple of topics that we thought were important. There are also many others. But another key point to the video series was to highlight areas of systemic racism that can be seen and are experienced by lots of different communities. So, for example, in one of the videos on infant mortality, we talk about how Native Americans and Hispanic Americans are affected by infant mortality. In the video about government surveillance, we talk about how many Arab, Muslim, Indian, Pakistani communities are impacted by that.
Now, I had a chance to watch the videos yesterday, and one of the things that I really loved about them was that in every single one, Jay Smooth started out by saying, systemic racism, now, is that a thing?
That's exactly right. One of the most destructive things that we do in our public discourse in talking about race is we minimize things and we say that, well, that doesn't really exist. So we minimize or we deny. And by Jay starting the videos in that way, it really puts to the forefront this tendency that we see. Systemic racism, is it really a thing? And then we go into laying out how, yes, it's a thing.
Tell us a little bit more about some of the specific issues raised. Tell me what he says about immigration policy.
Yes, absolutely. Immigration policy, that was one of the videos where, again, we know that racism is not only experienced by African Americans, but it's also experienced by many in the Hispanic community. And when we talk about immigration policy, we often focus on individuals who are coming from south of the American border. And that is the face of immigration. But not only that, it is the face of illegal immigration. Seldom does that discourse include people who come into the United States, sometimes illegally, from other countries, specifically European countries. And that was something that we really wanted to highlight there. So when we talk about immigration, when we talk about whether immigrants are documented or not, let's not only assume that this is something that occurs with a particular group of people.
Now, I mentioned that at the beginning of each video, Jay Smooth says, is it a thing? And at the end of the video, he lays out some of the facts, and then I can't remember the exact wording, but he says, it's a thing. Why did you decide to pick this format, the very, very short? There's just, a minute, sometimes even a little less than a minute?
That was something in the development that I was really, as the director of marketing communications at Race Forward, that I was really insistent on. We know that in a world where a lot of people are getting information from social media, we know that we don't have a lot of time to make a point. And so from that perspective, I knew that whatever we said, it had to be quick, it had to be engaging, and so that was the intention. As a result of taking that approach, the video has been shared, hundreds of thousands of times. People have really engaged in them, and we have heard anecdotally lots of stories about how individuals have used them to teach and to better explain what systemic racism is. So from that standpoint, it was really successful, that approach.
Jay Smooth is somebody I didn't know him before I watched the videos, but then he's actually quite well known. Tell me a little bit about Jay Smooth.
Jay is a phenomenon. He is fantastic, and we are very fortunate to have him as a part of our team at Race Forward. One of the things that Jay does, and I would argue better than almost anyone, is take a topic that is very complex and break it down in a way that is understandable by almost anyone. And we decided that for something that we wanted to really simplify, Jay was not only was really the best resource to do that, and he was so incredibly effective.
And was he also involved in working on the script of the videos?
Absolutely. Jay was involved in every part of the development of the videos. And that's, again, Jay also has an enormous amount of knowledge and insight about race and systemic racism, as you can see online and other work that he has done. And so there was no extra work really required for Jay to engage in this project.
Now, you mentioned that they've been shared hundreds of thousands of times. Have they also gotten onto the media? Because I know One of the videos is about the media and how they cover systemic racism or don't cover it. Have you been successful in getting them on to media?
Well, what we did, or what has happened, a couple of things. Number one, a couple of very large websites and online organizations picked up the video and shared them. Now, in terms of mass or broadcast media, we have not done that at this point, but I have no reason to think that it won't happen. Also, we have done, as an organization, Race Forward, so much work as it relates to analyzing how the media covers different topics. This is just one example of that. So while this particular series of videos hasn't been featured in broadcast media, so much of our other work, specifically related to a research report we did called Moving the Race Conversation Forward, has been featured. And that's a report where we really analyze how the media covers issues and where the media lacks a systemic awareness.
Now, white privilege isn't mentioned explicitly in the video series, at least I don't believe it is, but obviously it's why videos like these are necessary. Talk to me about white privilege.
Well, I think white privilege, you're right, it was not mentioned at all in the videos, and I don't think it needed to be mentioned. But what I understand, and at Race Forward, what we believe white privilege to be is a set of benefits, again, conferred on a group of people without necessarily awareness, without any intention or action on their part. So all of these things go hand in hand when you're talking about systemic racism, when you're talking about white privilege, when you were talking about white supremacy. They all go hand in hand. And so it's kind of like a soup, right? When you make a soup, it's hard to separate the different things because they're all together, and that's what it is.
How can people watch the videos?
They can watch the videos by going to raceforward.org, and the videos come up front and center. They can watch the videos. They can pick which one they want to watch. One of the things that we were also was important to us was having resources and data related to those videos. And so individuals will be able to see the video, watch the videos, but also read what is being said and look at the resources, the data that was articulated in the videos for themselves. And we think that's really important.
Well, congratulations on the videos. They really are wonderful. And on the success that you've had with them, which is well-deserved. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me. And I'm glad that you enjoyed them. And I hope that your listeners will watch them if they haven't yet.
I've been speaking with Yarlin Daniels. She's Director of Marketing and Communications for Race Forward, the Center for Racial Justice Innovation. And you can view the entire series, What is Systemic Racism, at raceforward.org.